Welcome to TechNori Live. We're back in studio at WGN talking with some of the Chicago's top entrepreneurs, founders, and innovators. For those of you tuning in for the first time, what is TechNori? Well, put simply, TechNori is where startups go to showcase. Since 2010, nearly 300 startups have been featured, and to date, they've gone on to raise more than $260 million in funding. All right, so I'm not going to put any pressure on you, Todd. We're already here. I'm Scott Catoon. This is TechNori Live. We're doing this. He's playing with arms. It's fun. This is going to be a top-performing show. I already know it. Not only because it has to, because we've got our big TechNori veterans showcase going on tonight. And so I'm expecting this to be an unbelievable show. So we've got two veterans in front of me. I'd be remiss to not say thank you both for your service. I'll say it again at the end of the interview, of course. Todd, I don't even know where to start with this. You were on my show the first time when it was called Tomorrow's Business Today. You were a fantastic guest.
Oh, man.
You told us many things about your background. We have a couple people that we knew in common. But the bunker, how much has it grown in the year? I mean, it's about a year ago that I had you on.
Yeah, it's been, I think I was on about a year ago.
Yeah.
It's been an unbelievable 2.5 years. Last week I was in San Antonio. We launched our 14th chapter. I'm headed to Philadelphia later today and then Jacksonville on Thursday. And, we've just been rock and roll, and we're in 14 cities. We've got amazing chapter leaders who are military veterans or spouses who have themselves started businesses. They're building locally thriving communities. There's 340 veterans that are part of that are sort of actual companies that are in the network, including Steve, who we're going to hear from. And it's just an amazing thing, man. Like, I think we just landed on something that just had not been tapped, right?
That would be understatement maybe of the century. Because I look at this and I just think, first off, every single time I go out to tweet or retweet something and I at the bunker, and then there's like at the bunker Dubuque, at the bunker Birmingham, at the it was like, I don't know those extra cities, but it's like there's a row of them. Twitter is just a row of at the bunker hashtag city. It's crazy. And I think, you know, the funny thing is I talked to Justin, who's is the executive director
Chicago. Yeah.
And so, you know, I was talking to him about this just the other day, and I said, essentially, back in the original, like, you go back to like the time of this country being at its finest, coming out of World War I, World War II, the veterans that would come home were the backbone of the next wave of innovation, the next wave of businesses. And for some reason, that just sort of got lost. I don't know if maybe the way that we embraced our veterans when they would come home, whatever that reason is, to see you guys bringing that back to where now it's at, what, 25% of veterans are coming home are now, you know, starting their own gigs, is amazing. And I know you guys are going to make that number go up, because veterans, what doesn't matter what service, you are taught a certain way to go about your business. Yeah. And I think that is the fundamental part of every solid growing business, is the leadership and sort of how you go about your business, how you handle challenges. And for you guys to be able to provide sort of the business part to that leadership part that's already instilled in them is absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
And it speaks to, you know, the success you guys are having.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. Veterans are a sort of perverse lot of people. They want – nothing excites a veteran more than looking at them and being like, I dare you to move to the city and build this thing. And by the way, you're probably going to fail.
Yeah.
Oh, but
well,
I dare
yeah,
you.
Sure.
Like, that is like catnip. And veterans are just so hungry for a mission. You know, like, and that's, I think that's what they're keyed to do. You know, you think about who joins the military. Only 1% of young people join the military. And they decide at the age of 18, I don't know how you were, Steve, but, you know, they're young when they decide. I mean, I was 18, I was a freshman at Northwestern, and I looked at...
Go Cats.
And I looked at the sort of traditional path, and I thought, it's good, but it's not, it doesn't trigger me, doesn't excite me. And then I saw a kid on campus who was wearing a Navy uniform. And I was like, no, that's something. That's impressive. And I couldn't, you know, as a freshman at Northwestern, I couldn't have told you the difference between the Army and the Navy. But I knew that I wanted to do
something. The blue was
yeah, blue versus
giveaway.
White. Yeah, it turns
so
out the
dead giveaway.
The guys that look like ice cream men are Navy, and people that look like soldiers
are
Army.
You had to be on a ship before they would, you know, tell you that secret.
That's right.
You had to go all that far.
I'd already signed all the paperwork.
I already signed all the paperwork, and they told me, like,
I didn't,
you know,
get the cool uniforms
yet. You're going to look like an ice cream man. Oh, my goodness.
So, but, you know, that's like what's in the DNA. It's like 18-year-olds that are looking at the obvious, easy path and saying, I want to do something bigger, better, you know, and, you know, more challenging, frankly. So it's not a surprise that, like, when we sort of lead with this idea of, who wants their next mission in life, which is different from saying, I'm here to help you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm here to help you implies, like, I've got more of what you need than you've got what you need.
Sure.
And I think the difference in the subtlety in what we're doing is saying, we dare you to come do something big and better. And that is really appealing to veterans. It's why a lot of veterans want to launch Bunker Chapters. It's why they want to start businesses. It's why they want to get involved. And the other thing is, there's an ethos of, I'm not just here for me. Like, I'm not just here to get my business going. Yeah. It's like, I will stop what I'm doing and help you. Because I fully recognize that we are stronger together, that when we help each other succeed, the success comes back. Like, there's just a sort of team orientation that, like, we all are here to help each other succeed. And when we do that, like, we're going to be better people. Our businesses will be better people. Our communities will be better. Our country will be better. So that ethos is just, it's just catalyzing that. I mean, I show up in places and, like, I'll be in Philadelphia later today, and people will say, like, thank you so much for what you've done in Philadelphia. And I'm just quick to say, like, it's not, I haven't done anything in Philadelphia. It's Mike, it's Joe, it's this team, it's Gene, who are doing this in Philadelphia. And then it's the veterans who are the entrepreneurs. It's like everyone jumps in and does their part and creates a pretty amazing community.
The more time I spend with you guys, I want to enlist, go through giving my service just so I can start my own Bunker Chapter, because I think it's going to be fantastic. It's like, it does. You guys have so much fun in every
there
single event.
There are better routes to go.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know.
Don't enlist. Go officer.
Yeah, there's other ways to do it. But.
Well, I might be able, yeah.
I was
can
enlisted.
I have
the grass
a grad degree.
Is
can
truly
I get
greener on the other side of that fence, having been enlisted.
Well, and so people know.
I can say
this
that.
This is Steve who's speaking. He's the CEO of a company that is the second biggest reason you know Akron, Ohio. LeBron James,
third,
whatever.
Third, I'm a huge Black Keys fan.
No, they're not as big as you guys.
Get out of here.
Dude, there's LeBron. There's LeBron, sort of, and then there's you.
LeBron, sort of. That's
he's a Cleveland guy. And then he went to Miami. He's Cleveland. And then there's the Indians, but no one cares about them anymore.
Don't you?
Well, you know.
What an incredible world.
You see the fly the W on signs, like right on the window.
You know what? And it doesn't
he's from Cleveland, folks.
It doesn't even hurt. That's how awesome that game was. That series was just incredible. I think it reignited baseball for a lot of people just across the country, not just in Cleveland or in Chicago.
Well, no, I totally.
That was just an incredible World Series. I loved it. Like, everybody in Chicago is like, oh, you're from Cleveland, ha, ha, ha. And I'm like, I don't even care that. I mean, I do care we lost, but, like, holy crap, what a way to lose. Yeah. Well, you can't be upset with that.
Special game.
That was very cool. Well, so we got Steve here as well, and your company's going to be pitching later this evening on stage, which is great. And I think the reason I want to have you guys both at the same time is I think that this sort of speaks to how the bunker works. The bunker is very, you know, it's at 1871. It's in downtown Chicago. Chicago's tech community is now, you know, I guess, I don't know how long I've been spitting this same line. It's like the third fastest growing. We've got to be passing somebody at this point, right? Like Silicon Valley, they all said they're moving to Canada. So I guess we're number one, you know, whatever.
Or succeeding.
Succeeding. Good luck with that. I don't want to go in that direction. But the bottom line is, I think we're better than that. The point is, Technori is a company that's been around for a while and pitch and help companies pitch and stuff. And Bunker looks for organizations that are in the communities that they're in and is able to bring that with them to introduce them to other veteran companies that they have working in their cohorts.
Absolutely.
In this particular case, you've got Bunker company that's located in Akron, Ohio,
yep.
And they are now here in Chicago sitting at WGN Studio talking about what they're doing as a company and what they're going to build and soon to be pitching on a stage. That speaks volumes to the reach of what the bunker can create and bring
Absolutely.
To its people. And that, to me, I think was the coolest part about what you guys are doing.
Well, and like Steve and I, so we just met, and as we were getting ready to come on the show, and, you know, just a few things jump out immediately. Number one is I feel like he's a friend, a comrade I haven't met yet.
Appreciate that.
Right? Like, and we meet, and we just immediately go to, it's like the association that people have with like being an alumni of a university times 10.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like I might meet somebody that went to Northwestern and we can have a little moment about.
You just did.
Yeah. Right. Well, okay. we can have a little moment about that. But like, and that's nice and there's a connection there. But like meeting somebody who was in the military, it doesn't matter that he was prior enlisted or different branch of service. Like none of that matters. We immediately get into like the weeds around like, where are you from? What's next for you? Where are you headed? And he goes back to me. He's like, what does Bunker need? You know, and it's just this whole give-get community. And the conversation moves super fast. He's coming after this with me. we're going to have some meetings. And I was like, just join the meetings. And
there's just there's a level of support that the veteran community. So 25% go on to actually pursue entrepreneurship. I think around 62% as surveyed want to become entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
And I think that's a direct result of military service, training and everything like that for the sole purpose of, you know, to get up and go do sick PT at 6 o'clock in the morning to go run 2 miles or something like that from the enlisted side after we were drinking till probably 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. But you still get up and you go and do it.
Officers so it, just hid that better.
Yeah, right.
And didn't do PT at 6 o'clock.
Right. Yeah. And that what the Ashley Vance book about Elon Musk. Yeah. Elon Musk talks about entrepreneurship is eating glass, right, and just staring into an abyss, right? Mm-hmm. That's the general. Veterans can look past that, right? We're not – that doesn't demotivate us. It almost motivates us. When you tell us you can't do something or this is going to be really hard, we use that get up off the couch mentality and we go after it. And we're driven by purpose. We're driven by greater goals. This sucks right now, but at the end of the day, I'm going to be able to accomplish this mission. And it speaks volumes to what veterans do. And then inside the community, when I meet another veteran, Bunker Labs, I mean, I reached out to Bunker Labs in an email. So I was full-time in school. I served, I was in the Army, 10th Mountain Division. I served in Iraq 06 to 08 as a combat medic. I got out, I was going back to school full-time, and I had an idea for a business. I went home, wrote, Google searched, how do I write a business plan? And I came out with this convoluted 17-page just mess.
Mine hit 40 pages my first one.
Ooh, wow. That's intense.
Did you catch the piece there? My first one.
Yeah, right?
meaning there's had to be more.
Oh, yeah. That's a business plan is the most fluid document, I think.
Not this one.
So I ended up going out and finding an accelerator in Akron, the Bit Factory, and I kind of laid it out for them. And they were like, okay, this is a really cool idea. You don't code. You don't have money. Go find it. So I ended up raising money. I ended up dropping out of school to pursue it. I'm now back in school finishing my degree. But I reached out to Bunker Labs to two or three different people, and all three of them got back to me like, hey, incredible. We love what you're doing. We're proud to help you as a veteran. Come on in. Technori came up, that one of them who I talked to on the phone one time referred an email over to me and said, hey, this might be a cool opportunity. You should apply. I applied and I got accepted. And coming from Akron, Ohio, and Akron has some big names, Goodyear, Firestone, LeBron James,
U-Tusk.
Black Keys, U-Tusk coming up. We're coming in hot, baby. But for us, being in Tribune Tower, being in W, like, this is a huge deal. Like, Evan sitting out there, my best friend quit his job in Cincinnati, moved into my basement to pursue this with me full time just because we believe in it.
Full disclosure, though, part of it's because anyone who is in Cincinnati wants to get the hell out of Cincinnati. I'm just saying.
That's a pretty big smile.
That's a pretty big smile. I think Seth, who founded Technori, is from Cincinnati, so I apologize, Seth. I'm just kidding. But no, you're making a great point.
And it's through Bunker. It's through the veteran network. It's through the drive of veterans. We met down in the lobby, and I won't lie. I do my research. I knew other presenters at Technori. I did my research. I knew who I was about to be talking to, and it's just, where else am I going to get this opportunity?
You did. You were like that at the prep session at Squareplan. Yeah. You knew all the people. He was like, that's Max. He like knew all the people there. All right, so I guess I'm going to take that and lead it into one more conversation with this. No, because
I go off on my own little tangent.
No, but
sorry.
You're on the right point. This is, I'm probably going to not help myself here, which is fairly typical. The startup community, whether it's Chicago or elsewhere, and Todd actually has a better view of this than even I do because you're all over the place. You're meeting with all these different places. I would never bet against a veteran when it comes to, well, probably anything, but in particular, I would not bet against a veteran when it comes to entrepreneurship. What I see, and I see a good amount of companies, I've had probably 300 that I've interviewed at some point or another through this, you know, Technori and Tomorrow's Business Today, whatever. There's a lot of weaklings. There's a lot of people who are kind of hiding from the real world. Yeah, there's a lot of people kind of camping out, and it's like, maybe, you know, I can convince some idiot to give me some money. I can hang out a little longer.
Burn it for 6 months or a year.
Really?
And you're burning a network. You're burning bridges for everybody.
Oh, my God,
yeah.
I don't tell them that because it's fun to watch fires, but like.
For sure.
You know.
why does traffic slow?
Well, exactly. I mean, why do you go to NASCAR? All the NASCARs are sitting around waiting for a crash.
Just left turns.
Yeah, all day. It's a broken wheel. But the point is, veterans are just wired differently. As Todd got into to start this, they're wired differently.
Sure.
And I'm hoping, and that's one of the reasons, obviously, there's many reasons why I wanted to dedicate this month, obviously, Veterans Day, to the stage for veterans. But I'm really hoping that we'll have an attendance that's as many veterans as we can give space to. But I would like to have lots of non-veterans come and just listen to the pitches and the stories. Because like Sandy, for example, you guys have had her on a lot of different things. She was making jokes at the prep session about her. She's been everywhere.
Yeah, she's
poster child.
She's poster child. She's a perfect example of not your tech company, not that. She's not any of the stuff. And she doesn't give a shit about it. She doesn't. She doesn't care. She has her agenda. She has her business. She knows what she's going to do. And she tells you exactly what she wants out of it. And she just goes and does it. And if you don't like it, then that's just the hell with you, because I got stuff to do. Yeah. And that is the attitude in all the veterans. And I have numerous friends who are veterans that they are, some of them are born with it. Some of them are raised with it. And the rest of them get it like hammered home when they serve this country, which is you can't choose what's coming down the pike. I don't get to choose what happens when I walk out of this room. But I do have to choose how I handle it.
Yeah.
And entrepreneurship is one of those things where shit happens. Yep. Things weird happen. Money disappears. Things get crazy.
Life is hard. Get a helmet.
Yeah, life is hard. And so you've got this sort of this crew of people, Todd, that you have put together that are sort of spreading the message like, hey, you know, here's a secret, little known secret. You all have all the tools and things already. If I can help you with a business canvas or like make connections for you because this is what we do every day, great. But you already have the tools. I just need to kind of like give you a nudge or, you know, whatever the deal. Yeah. Give you the
Bunker Labs. Everybody wants to be an entrepreneur. Entrepreneur, you know, is what Gary Vee always says, entrepreneur is sexy now or however he says it. But a lot of people want to be an entrepreneur.
Being broke is sexy, bro.
Yeah, right. Everybody's, there's this gold rush.
I'm reading Jamie John's book, by the way. Keep going.
There's this gold rush going on to be an entrepreneur. Bunker Labs is, instead of going and trying to be an entrepreneur, they're handing out shovels. They're the platform to help veterans who want to be entrepreneurs. That's what they're doing.
And giant scissors when you had Bruce Rauner over there.
I've held more novelty scissors this year. There's actually like 80 different sizes and colors and shapes of novelty scissors.
What a cool statistic to have on yourself.
I've held 17 novelty size scissors.
Like,
I told Devin, who works on our team, I was like, hey, order some novelty scissors. I figured there's like one pair. And she's like, what color, what size? Like, yeah, I mean, there's, yeah.
Is there like a big novelty?
There's all kinds of varieties.
Streamline stapler.
I will tell you though, like here. So my vision is all the things you say, Scott. Right, like just to validate that and endorse that. Steve manifests all those characteristics that you're describing, as do so many of the veterans that we're working with. And not everyone's a hero, right? Like, just to be clear, like, you know, and everyone comes in at their different place with their different thing, but we help them be them in this context and tell them that you do not have to be somebody else to be successful. You just got to be you and we got to, you know, sort of help you get directed in the right way. But what I'm excited about, my vision all along has been not that we just help do something special for veterans, but that ultimately that this Bunker Labs network becomes the envy of other of non-veterans. Here's what's interesting to me, like this whole parallel of our community. Like, we've got a guy out in Silicon Valley, Derek Distenfield. You know, he was meeting with Andreessen Horowitz last week. He's building all these relationships. What my vision is that you can be in Jacksonville, Florida, start a business and get money from Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
And then go sell it in Kansas City.
That was who I talked to. I was in Akron, Ohio, and I reached out to him in Silicon Valley, and that's ended up how I ended up with Technori here in Chicago.
Yeah. And so what's really interesting is, like, and this is sort of like our sort of grand, you know, evil plan, if you will, is like when we get this portfolio of 340 companies together and we go sit down with institutional investors, that's really special. And when we can say, here it is, slice and dice by healthcare IT or fintech or whatever you care about, product, brick and mortar, that's something that other networks have not been able to do. You know, that's not something that a single university, a single incubator, anybody else can do. And I think I'm eager to do it because I think veterans deserve access to a preferred network that helps them get places that they wouldn't otherwise be able to get had they not served.
I mean, obviously, I totally agree. We're heading in a similar direction, only albeit digital, with Technori, that we're able to sort of coast to coast line up with this new crowdfunding thing with AngelList, that we can sort of offer access to capital that's all over the place and put people in the same place. I think that's a huge piece. But what is different, like you said, what is different and maybe not even doable, save for, and I'm just guessing, save for like a YC. Mm-hmm. Y Combinator, because of its panache and known, you know, commodity, they could probably open up hubs in different places in the country if they wanted to. Because you have one common fabric, being a veteran, and there's sort of a common you know, approach to things, mm-hmm. you're able to build a preferred stock of clients and groups and partners and companies that nobody else can really do.
Right.
Because you walk into any city, every city, like you'd have to go find. If I went to St. Louis, I got to figure out, like, all right, who's the incubator in St. Louis? All right, where are the cool companies there? I got to, like, interview everyone. There's no common line. No. You guys have that, so you do have a unique area.
And Veterans is, like, the most powerful and largest and, I would argue, most undertapped alumni network
in
the country.
Totally.
Absolutely. So that's it. We just created a banner for the alumni to convene.
You said in the beginning, post World War II, right? The economic boom of veterans coming back from war, starting businesses, right? Again, showing the drive, the veteran principles, the things that we show as entrepreneurs, and you can see it all happening again. It's a pendulum, right? It's just back and forth,
well,
the same
life,
ups and downs. And here we are again, Iraq, Afghanistan. Now there's a technology boom. This huge amount of veterans are going from active duty into the civilian world carrying these tools. And now, it's just the perfect timing because of this, right? There's information's no longer compartmentalized.
There's never been a better time for the combination of what you guys are doing, that's for sure.
Totally. The amount of eyeballs, quote unquote, that we can hit because of social media is just outrageous. So, you have fewer veterans now as opposed to World War II, but the impact because of technology is just tenfold.
I'm going to make a parenthetical comment, which is somewhat off script, but I will say, like, in these political times, like, our country is just begging for strong ethical leadership.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I don't know any veteran entrepreneur who is successful who does not also think about giving back financially, running for office, leading their community, starting secondary movements, building nonprofits. I mean, that is how they're wired.
I was going to say, you're hardwired to seize leadership when it's available. So, I mean,
absolutely.
That's,
and you have a commitment to this country, and you have a global perspective. I mean, every veteran has spent time in places like Iraq and Afghanistan that most Americans can't find on a map. And that matters. And so, you know, I think we've got to build this in the context of entrepreneurship, but the secondary benefits are arguably going to be more important for what it means long term than even the primary benefit.
We're not driven by money. I mean, don't get me wrong, right? You want a nice house, you want a nice car, your company is supposed to make a profit. Yeah. Got it. But outside of that, just as I'm launching UTUSK, I have two or three ideas for nonprofits that I want to launch. I'm driven by the idea, like most veterans are, there's a greater good, there's a purpose. My purpose in life, as I've accepted it, is to create as much and affect as much positive change in the world around me that I can.
Yep.
Period. And I think a lot of veterans, whether they realize it or not, that's the mentality they carry. And I think as they develop as entrepreneurs and having something like Bunker Labs to help mentor and develop entrepreneurs to say, we have these military values. You have these work ethics. You have this network. You rely on each other. You look out for each other. You cover your six. That's where that comes from. I think Bunker Labs, all of it as a whole, is just a unique opportunity for the veteran community to truly make a lasting, impactful change on the fabric, legitimately the fabric of our country.
I don't really have anything else to say.
I'm bringing Steve on the road.
I was just going to say, do you have any hiring positions open? Because when you're done, when you sell,
can I get one of those hiring? And this is the other side of it is, so I have every startup has their runway, right? And runways come to an end. So I'm in this unique position where I'm actively trying to build and get funds and get UTUSK so I can keep doing it full time. But I'm graduating college. I have a wife. I have bills. So I have to simultaneously be looking for a full-time job, right? It's a juggling act. And I'm a veteran who's graduating with two college degrees, startup experience. I'm clearly okay at speaking.
Yeah.
I get turned down for way more jobs. You know, I hear about all, you know, we're hiring, everybody's hiring veterans. I get turned down all the time. There's a disconnect somewhere in there. And I think, again, going back to Bunker, there's an opportunity to kind of fix that, to help veterans and give them an outlet to go to. For sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
Very
Sorry,
cool.
That was my...
No, it's all good. I think so. As we kind of wrap things up here, you know, I have a couple housekeeping things I gotta do with Todd here. Is there going to be a Christmas party? Is there a Todd 2.0?
You want a Christmas party?
Well, did you have your party last night?
We had a shit show.
It was so good.
That's a fair assessment of the holiday party that we threw at our house.
Holiday party.
We'll do another one. How about it? You ready for it?
Are you kidding? I drank wine at 11 a.m. today. Yeah, I'm ready for it. I tell you what, I'll bring Weinster. Scott will bring all this wine, and then you don't have to worry about the tab on it.
That sounds fantastic to me. I'd love to have you there. That was actually kind of a jumping off point for our relationship.
It was. It was where might as well jump head first.
Everyone really walked out of that experience like with a new level of bonding. That's like a little taste of boot camp, by the way. That's like kind of what it's like to join the military. Yeah,
I need to.
You'll have to come this year, Steve.
It's awesome. And your place is so cool. It's like being inside of a Navy ship. It's the best. It really is. It's unbelievable. I guess where should people go to learn more about Bunker? Obviously, you just type Bunker in Twitter and like 80 of them come up.
Yeah.
Where do people go, whether you want to start a Bunker or get involved in one way or another? Where do people go to learn more about Bunker Labs?
Yeah, bunkerlabs.org. Download our app. Join.
You guys have an app?
Well, so our app is going to go live in about 3 weeks.
Okay, so you're going to have...
That's going to be your ticket to entry. And that's how you'll create your profile. You'll join your local chapter. You'll register for events. And then you can like search for the right contacts. Like Steve can search for investors, angel investors interested in sort of seed stage investments in fintech.
We're going to have an app too.
And he can find that. Great. Everyone's got an app. You got to have an app.
Got to have an app, man.
So brilliant. So the app is going to be sort of like your ticket to entry to all things Bunker. But... go to bunkerlabs.org. If you're a veteran wanting to start a business, go to bunkerinabox.org and then join your local chapter. Get to know your local chapter. It's all about the network. So it's about showing up, and then from there you meet all the right people, and then you'll get all the right things.
Awesome. And if you want to learn more about Bunker, as we mentioned before, and I'm going to plug UTUSK here.
UTUSK.
Absolutely.
First off, I wanted to tell people what UTUSK is, but I want them to go. The video is going to be live, so once your video is up from UTUSK, it'll be all on there and people can watch it. If you want to learn more about UTUSK, which you can plug what it is real quickly, make sure to come to tonight's event at Chase Auditorium. 6 p.m. is the networking, 7 p.m. is the show. Justin Walker, who's actually obviously the executive director and a veteran, is going to be giving a speech on sort of how veterans can come back and impact the startup world. So that's going to be very cool as well.
He's an amazing public speaker, by the way.
I know he is. And he said we're not drinking beforehand.
We got him fresh. I mean, he came out of Navy Special Forces.
Yep.
And I've just seen him. I'm so proud of that guy.
He has grown an insane amount in a very short period of time. Not surprising, though, of course. So before we head out of here, UTUSK, what is it? This is your elevator pitch. Go.
UTUSK is a social fitness platform. Think social media meets sharing economy. So it's fitness, sport, nutrition professionals who create content, and they build subscribers instead of followers. So that way, content is truly impactful.
Very cool. Very cool.
It's a great pitch.
Man.
I did that off the cuff. Was that all right? Like, holy
shit.
I didn't rehearse that.
That's
I rehearsed it. But
pitching
that was
by metaphor is good.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, you nailed it.
Thank you.
It
I appreciate
good.
That.
Well done. If you want to learn more about this, come and visit us. Tickets are still available.
We're on iOS. You can download on iOS. That's
Everyone's
what I
got
forgot.
An app. Oh, download on iOS. Download on iOS.
Shoot.
You can download the Bunker app in about 3 weeks. You can do UTUSK now, correct?
Yep, we're live.
And Technori in like early 2017, probably January, you can start downloading us. It's going to be great. You can stream this episode and more on technori.com. You can stay up to date with our Technori news feed and other tech bites by following us on Facebook and Twitter at Technori, or follow me at Katoon. Boom, that's a wrap.